Hey, Smutters.
Hey, Smuts. How's all you cool cats and kittens doing?
Meow.
So, we had an interesting night.
Tell me about our night.
It was fun. We went shopping.
We went shopping and went and ate dinner, and it was fun.
It was fun.
But I was trying to find my mom a certain present, and we went to so many different stores looking for it, and they were sold out.
Yeah. But, you know, well, we did find it in one place, but they kind of lied.
Yeah, they said they had it, but they didn't. And by that time, I just hit Amazon and ordered it, and she'll get it after Christmas.
Yeah, I bought it online, and they're like, oh, yeah, we'll bring it out to your car when you get here. And then I get an email shortly after that, oh, sorry, we really didn't have it, even though it showed that they had 3 in stock.
Oh, well. No biggie. She'll get it. It'll just be after Christmas, and that's okay.
It was a good night.
It was a real good night. I had fun. But tonight
is the night.
It's going to be some fun stories. We're going to do supernatural roads and all these different roads I've got a little bit of everything. I've got paranormal. I've got UFOs. I've got cryptids. I've got demons. I've got everything. So it's going to be fun.
Yes, ma'am.
And y'all will know where not to go when you travel.
Where not to go?
Where not to go. I wouldn't want to go on these roads. They're pretty scary. So I guess go ahead and strap in and let's dive on in.
Strap one on.
Well, since we're on roads, I guess strap in. Seatbelts, right?
Safety first.
Okay, so the first road we're going to talk about is the I-4 dead zone.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum. Now, on I-4, just north of Orlando at the St. John's River in Seminole County, it is known as the Dead Zone. The history goes back to 1887 when the yellow fever epidemic hit a Roman Catholic colony, killing 4 members of one of the families. Their priest was dead, which meant no one could give the family their last rites. The family was buried without a service in 4 graves. In 1905, a farmer named Albert Hawkins bought the land and cleared it for farming.
Does this have anything to do with Hawkins and Stranger Things?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
So he bought the land and cleared it out so he could farm, and he found the gravestones. But out of respect, he farmed around them. And the way he had it, where he cleared it out, he made it like a little island. So all of his crops and stuff were growing around it. So that was pretty awesome that he respected it enough just to leave it. They called the area the Field of Dead. Now, Hawkins died in 1939, but his wife still owned the land till about 1960. It was then purchased by the state to build Interstate 4. Now, the state surveyors knew about the little cemetery, but I'm sure you can guess, they decided not to relocate the graves. They covered it with dirt to elevate the new interstate. At the exact time Hurricane Donna hit, it halted construction for months, and it even took a strange turn and crossed the graves around midnight. Many people believe the strange turn of the hurricane was caused by the construction tampering with the dead. People have said their cell phones will pick up strange voices at the south end of the Interstate 4 bridge, and one lady reported talking on the phone and hearing voices of the dead. This section has many accidents, reports of ghost hitchhikers, static on radios and phones, and reportings of white mist and balls of light as you head through the section of the covered graves.
Hell no.
Okay. So that was our first road, and that is in Florida. So
remind me never to go down that road.
The next one you are gonna love. Okay, we have a cryptid in the next one. We have the Beast of Bray Road, known as the Bray Road Beast and the Wisconsin Werewolf.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it is a humanoid wolf-like creature near the rural, I can never say rural. that rural community of Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Now,
I bet Sam and Dean's been there.
Y'all, we're on a supernatural kick, and we have been watching that show like crazy. So, the year was 1936. Martin Shackleman was in his 30s. He was a husband and a father working an uneventful job for a paycheck to support his family. In rural Jefferson, there wasn't much to worry about, save the possibility of a burglar, some teenagers playing a prank. That night, Shackleman was crossing the fields when he saw a shadow. He squinted to see what it was. A hunched form was on all fours digging into one of the mounds. From the canine way it dug, it could have been a dog or maybe a wolf. But even from far away, Shackleman could see that the thing was far too big for that. Suddenly, it looked at him, and then it stood up. The sleek, hairy body unfurled to over 6 feet tall. It had a shaggy canine face, but beneath the thick fur, the muscular body of a man. A low growl echoed the field. He smelled rotting meat, his heart beating fast. Trying to control his breath, Shackleman stepped back, and with sudden violence, the thing turned and ran off into the trees and was gone. The next night, Shackleman returned to St. Coletta for his usual rounds. As he walked the fields, he saw the shadow again, digging into the same mound as the night before. This time, he gripped his flashlight tight, ready to run or swing if need be. Again, it stood up, but this time it opened its mouth. Shackleman saw fangs hanging down from its teeth and its lips pulled back in a snarl. It growled at him. Its speech was half human and half beast. Now, we're going to go into the 1980s, and several witnesses reported the beast and made contact with their vehicles, leaving long scratch marks on the doors and trunks. One witness reported she hit something on Bray Road. She stopped and got out to see what it was. She saw a large wolf-like creature with red eyes. It chased her back to her car and left claw marks on her door. After the girl reported it, more sightings poured in. Sightings of the beast have slowed down since the 90s, but they still get reports every now and then of the werewolf of Bray Road. So, that one, I love that one because werewolves are fun, right?
But, oh, yeah, for sure. Wolfman.
Wolfman.
Wolfman has nards.
Wolfman has nards.
Guys, y'all got to watch The Monster Squad. It's my all-time favorite movie. It is, I mean, I've watched that movie for years and years and years.
Oh, I remember watching it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And, like, I started my own Monster Squad after I watched. My mom.
Wolfman has nards?
Like, my mom had a garage, and she let us build, like, a little clubhouse in there, me and a friend of mine. And we drew monster pictures and hung them up all over the garage. We were the Monster Squad. But the next one, this one's kind of neat, and I would really love to do this one. It's the Extraterrestrial Highway.
Ooh.
Yes. Rumor has it the aliens and spacecraft from Roswell were taken to Area 51. Area 51 is a top secret Air Force military base, and it has been the focal point of alien conspiracy theories in America for decades. The military base has a lot of history and has been associated with aliens since it was built. Also, the government never publicly acknowledged the existence of the base until 2013. Did you know that?
I did not.
I thought that was kind of interesting because I feel like everybody's known about Area 51 forever and they finally acknowledged it not too long ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about Area 51 because it sits on the extraterrestrial highway. This is a 98 mile highway in South Central Nevada. Welcome to alien country. Many UFO sightings have been seen on this long stretch of road because it is a long stretch of desert land. UFOlogists are convinced this area around Area 51 is frequented with aliens and the military is in contact with these beings. Many people drive through and stop in the town of Rachel with a population of 100 and calls itself the alien capital of the world. They stay and eat at the Alien and eat, and the walls are covered with photos of UFOs, and they have a library of 150 volumes on ufology. One word of warning, though, do not try to go to Area 51. They have snipers all over. And
hey, remember when they were doing that UFO or the Area 51 raid?
Oh, I was all for it. Yeah. Like, I wasn't going to go, but I definitely wanted to see what happened did. I was rooting them on. The snipers will not hesitate to shoot if you get too close. Now, also, I read that on the extraterrestrial highway, there is a single black mailbox there. Now, it does belong to someone, but people did not know that for a long time. So, the people that own it made another mailbox because people like to write letters to the aliens and put them in there. Before they made a separate mailbox, the people that live there, you know, people would drive by and go through their mail to see if it was like something that had to do with aliens and stuff. And they would like rip their bills up and stuff, trying to open them and see what it was. And they would put letters to the aliens, tell them to come abduct them and stuff like that. But you can actually see the mailbox. I think it has stickers all over it, and you can write letters to the aliens and stick it in there. And it's just, extraterrestrial highway sounds like a good time. There's always people there that are looking for UFOs. You'll see them on the side of the road. And plus, next to Area 51, could you imagine? I would love to get that close to Area 51. Oh, yeah. That'd be so cool. Now, on to the next road. We have Route 666.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Also known as the Devil's Highway. According to one state trooper, 666 is evil. Everyone dies on that highway. Route 666 is a 193-mile highway running through Utah, Arizona, Colorado, and New Mexico.
Guys, there's also a cheesy movie about it that's really good.
It is really good. this road has over 400 curves in a 60-mile stretch and edges a lot of steep cliffs, sending many travelers to their deaths. It crosses over Navajo territory and many mines.
Navajos.
Now, this is crazy.
Crazy.
The hounds of hell have been reported many times.
I've killed a hellhound before.
Have you?
Yes, and bathed in its blood so I could shut the gates of hell forever.
You are just full of surprises.
Oh, wait. That was Supernatural. Sorry.
Oh, okay. So, the hellhounds like to run along the highway and are described as large, supernatural dogs that can run as fast as any vehicle.
Fast as fast can be. Never catch me.
They cause accidents on purpose and then attack people. Allegedly, they rip the arms off of a biker and they can claw and bite through tires and even jump through car windows. Next, we have Satan's Sedan.
Satan that way. I've never heard of that one.
Many have seen this on the highway and describe it as a dark colored vehicle driven by an evil entity. It is said that the car will chase vehicles and try to run them off the road. It even rams them before disappearing.
Is that the movie They Come Back? Is that on Route 666?
I don't know what movie that is.
And then there's a sequel, Sometimes They Come Back Again.
I've heard of it, but I've never seen
it. You've never seen it?
No.
Oh my gosh. You need to.
Well, some report seeing a truck that's up in flames barreling down the middle of the highway towards its victim. And it vanishes just right before it crashes into your car. Others have seen a young girl in a white dress. She flags down drivers for a ride, and before she gets in, she disappears. She also likes to run out in front of the cars and disappear right when she gets hit. Yeah. There are many UFO sightings and strange lights that dart across the sky. Many travelers have disappeared and returned days later or take significantly longer than expected to arrive to their destinations and were completely unable to account for the lost time, nor had recollection of where they were. Native American locals have a tale of a passenger apparition which suddenly makes its presence known in the backseat of cars passing through. Shapeshifters can also appear suddenly as animals on the highway. Travelers are advised not to drive alone, so the shapeshifter won't have room to sit. The good news is, accidents and fatality numbers have dropped since they changed the name of the highway to Highway 491. They still have a sign up that says Route 666. So, those are pretty crazy, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, get ready for this one. Because if y'all are Supernatural fans, and I think a lot of people have seen that show, right?
I would think so, because it's very popular. Yeah. It's been for many, many years.
Yeah. You know about The Crossroads, where... Mm-hmm. Sam and Dean.
Even Bone did a song about it.
You want to sing it? Crossroads. Get it. I love it.
I'm Busy Bone.
Huh?
I'm Busy Bone.
Okay.
Of Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Gotcha. Okay, so.
Meet me at the crossroads, crossroads. Okay.
So, as you know, on Supernatural, Sam and Dean will go to a crossroad and try to summon a demon.
Crossroads demon.
To sell their soul and get something they want in return, right?
Right.
Wait till you hear this story.
Ruh-roh.
Crossroads are gateways to summoning a devil and negotiating with them. Crossroads symbolize a spot between the worlds. This is a place where spirits can be contacted and paranormal phenomena can occur. It's a place that is neither here nor there, betwixt and between, and represents a location where two realms meet. Crossroad demons have one job, and that job is buying souls for hell through making deals with humans. The demons basically grant the human's wish in exchange for ownership of that human's soul. So when that person dies, they will go to hell and become a demon. In May of 1911, Robert Leroy Johnson was born in Hazelhurst, Mississippi. He was a terrible musician. Everyone told him to stop that noise, and it seemed like the more he practiced, the worse he got. He decided to leave town and never return. He had $10 in his pocket and his guitar. Allegedly, he walked around aimlessly and came to a crossroad at midnight. He yelled and begged and pleaded for help. And up walked Lucifer out of nowhere. He was a big man dressed in black. He struck a deal with Robert in exchange for his soul. Robert returned to Mississippi and became one of the best blues musicians of his time. When he came back, he could sing, write music, and you guessed it, he could play the guitar like nobody's business. People swore when he played, it sounded like two guitars playing together. They never saw anyone, and many believe it was the devil playing next to Robert. Robert was invited to sing and play at Carnegie Hall, but he never got his chance. He mysteriously died at 27 years old. Many don't believe his story, but as for Robert Johnson himself, he's saying that he, quote, went down to the crossroads and fell down on his knees. The crossroads is at intersection Highway 61 and Highway 49 in Clarksdale, Mississippi. You can't miss it. It's marked with three big blue guitars.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be cool to see.
Yes. I have pictures of all the skies, of all the intersections and stuff, and I will post them because they are pretty cool.
When we retire and we get our camper to tow behind my truck, we yes. will go visit all of these places.
Absolutely. And we will definitely tell you about them. So,
if you're able to talk by then.
Yeah. It may be kind of slow. We may not be able to understand technology by then.
Yeah, because more than likely, I will be 107 when I retire.
It's fine. It's fine. No biggie. So, this has turned into kind of a short episode. We have one more. And
one?
Yeah, one more.
We had a bunch.
We did have a bunch. And I worked on this story for like a week trying to find all these roads. But you actually gave me this story.
Did I?
You did. I saved the best for last. It is called Zombie Road in Missouri.
Oh.
Now, located in the city of Wildwood, its real name...
Wildwood, Georgia?
No, oh. Missouri. Its real name is Lawler Ford Road. It is 3.6 miles long. The road was constructed in the late 1860s. It was built to gain access to the Merrimack River and the railroad tracks alongside. It, however, got its nickname Zombie Road in the 1950s. That was when the road was used more frequently. It was a dangerous bit of road, mainly because you couldn't see what was coming. It had a lot of curves and it was narrow in width. Eventually, people quit using it and it fell into disrepair. But since it was secluded in the woods, it turned into a hangout for teenagers to party, drink, and make out. Over the years, the road gained the reputation for being haunted. Based on the legends and stories, one of the stories is the Zombie Killer. A creepy guy who lived in a shack in the woods and would attack young lovers looking for a place to be alone. The chilling stories continued, though. Strange noises, vanishings, and even ghosts. The most popular story is about a ghost of someone who was hit by the train. Her name was Della Hamilton McCullough. She was married to a local judge and was hit by a train in 1876. She was the only person who died this way in that time period. So that is why they know it's the ghost of Della. The area around Glencoe served as a resort community until the 1940s. Some of the houses were left abandoned and decaying. The old houses do add to the creepiness, and some say maybe the former homes of the apparitions that people have seen. One of the sightings include an old woman who yells at people passing by the house, but when they check it out, no one is there. That's going to be me when I'm a ghost. I'll be this old lady yelling at people. I won't be scary. I'll just yell at you just for fun. Another sighting is of a spirit, a little boy. Many believe is the little boy who fell off the bluffs along the river. His body was never found. Many reported sightings are of the Native American ghosts. Indian tribes once lived there, and it's possible that some parts of the road started as an Indian trail. Only a little bit of the railroad tracks remain. You can still see some of them, some of the old lines at the end of the road. there have been many accounts of a figure in white. It walks up to the tracks and then disappears. Some see a bluish white light and disappears when it gets to the tracks. Could this be Della or maybe other spirits of victims on the rail lines? Over the years, because of the sharp turns, there were many derailments. Many people report unexplainable noises and disembodied footsteps. Today, Zombie Road is a walking and bike path, but it closes at dark and is guarded by police officers. Yeah, like if you try to go in there, they will arrest you. Like, they do not want people in there after dark. So, I guess there's too much crazy stuff going on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was hoping that one would last a lot longer. But those were some of the roads. And we can find more roads if y'all like this, because those are pretty scary. What was your favorite one?
I'm going to have to go with 666 still.
That one was terrifying. Like, super scary. I kind of like the Beast of Bray Road. I'm all for the werewolf and all that. And the fact that it tried to talk to that man, but it sounded like it was like half animal, half man trying to talk. Like that, I love that, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
So, I don't know. Tell us what you think, guys. So, tomorrow, since that's it for the stories, sorry, y'all. That was literally like 12 pages. And we got through it in no time. So, tomorrow we get to go to my mom's house and do Christmas and birthdays and all that good stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, you got a birthday coming up.
I do have a birthday coming up. So fun. Anyway, I'm trying to think if there's anything we've seen. If I talked about Bullet Train yet. Have I talked about Bullet Train?
I don't think so.
Y'all, on Netflix, there is a new movie called Bullet Train. You have to watch it. It is absolutely wonderful. And it's so funny. It's about hitmen. It's got lots of violence in there. There's a ton of people in that movie. Like, so many people.
Yes, especially the new girl that I really like.
What's her name? Joey King. Yes.
Yeah, I really like everything that she plays in. She's going to be a huge actor.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
Actress, sorry.
She's wonderful. And then you've got Brad Pitt and a bunch of people.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
Yeah, I'm pretty obsessed with it. And I'm convinced that my new calling is to be a hitman.
Hitman, huh?
Yes.
Cool. I guess my days are numbered.
Anyway, y'all, Christmas is almost here. We have how many days?
Six.
6 days? Are we ready for this? Actually, I'm ready for Christmas to be over. I'm so tired of having to shop and guess what people want for Christmas. So, I'm ready. Right?
Yes, ma'am.
You're not paying attention to anything.
I'm paying attention to
You're
everything.
Not. You're playing. Okay, guys. Well, I'm so sorry for the short story. I'm going to find something really good to work on, and we will get more into it. And as we always tell you, if you have ideas, send them in to us, because I want to do what y'all want to hear about. So, and I can't, and plus there's lots of things I don't know about. I've had so many people send me things. As a matter of fact, that Interstate 4 dead zone was referred to me by a friend of mine. So, by Miss Nikki. So, thank you, Nikki. You gave us a wonderful idea for this show, and I loved it. But, anything you need to say?
No, just, we may... Our next story may be delayed, really, because it's going to be Christmas Eve and Christmas. So, if we don't get to talk to you, I will hope everybody has a very Merry Christmas. And hope you leave snacks out for Santa. And
carrots for the reindeers. Reindeer.
Reindeers.
Carrots for the reindeer.
Somebody said, we don't ever get snow, but someone said that they saw that we might have a white Christmas. So that would be interesting. I haven't seen one of those in probably 15, 20 years. So that would be very interesting to see.
Which snow for us is like an inch, and then everybody freaks out and thinks they're going to die.
Yeah.
So.
But any, you know, snow on Christmas would be nice.
Yeah, for sure.
But anywho.
All right, y'all. Well, y'all stay safe. Happy holidays. And
Merry Christmas.
We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.